Here we are. Welcome to Thursday night.
It is a packed house. I can't believe finally we got our packed house.
That's it. Everybody wearing purple.
I can't get the memo.
They're all blending in.
No one told me the right way to go about this, so I'll figure it out for myself. So I'll just give until there's nothing else. Yes, I'll give until there's nothing else. Give my life until it all runs out. Give, and I'll have no regrets. I give until there's nothing left. I'll give. Arrived at that conclusion all by myself, and I want all you have to offer, so I offer myself, and I'll just give until there's nothing else. Yes, I'll give till there's nothing else. Give until there's nothing left. I'll give till there's nothing else. Give my life till it all runs out. Give, and I'll have no regrets. I'll give until there's nothing left. 'Cause sometimes it seems like all I ever do is ask for things until I ask too much of you. But that's not the way that I wanna live. I need to change, and something's got to give. Yeah, something's got to give. Till there's nothing else. Give my life till it all runs out. Give, and I'll have no regrets. I'll give until there's nothing left.
Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And love that'll cross with the dearest and best, a world of lost sinners was slain. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. On the old rugged cross, so despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me. Oh, the dear Lamb of God left his glory glory above, to bear it to dark Calvary. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, what a wondrous beauty I see. For it was in that old cross Jesus suffered and died, to pardon and sanctify me. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. And that he'll call me someday home, far away, to his glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and change it someday for a. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
the Lord, our rescuer. He is beautiful. the blind man, riches for the poor. He is friendship for the one the world ignores. He is pasture for the weary, rest for those who strive. Oh, the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life. Yeah, the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. So come and be chainless. Come and be fearless. Come to the foot of Calvary. There is redemption for every affliction here at the foot of Calvary. So come and be chainless. Come and be fearless. Come to the foot of Calvary. There is redemption in every affliction here at the foot of Calvary. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord our rescuer.
Why not? Studio Fade.
We need Karen to listen to that.
Oh, what's been going on, Tom? I was... It's been quiet. That's fantastic. That's a good... It's good to have quiet every now and then, isn't it? It's a blessing, man. Actually, how do you get around that? Are you allowed to... Oh, okay. So even though there's... Okay. Good. So has she been to visit again? Is it been working okay? Excellent. Finally, right? Yeah. Yes and amen. Well, yeah. But you haven't hit it so far, so that's all grace. We'll take it, right? We'll take it. I guess that works. And you're thinking, just prayer. That's all that's the only thing that works. Wow. And you said, yeah. Nice. Understood. Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot. Oh, boy. So, you know what? Today, I read James 5. That was my Bible reading for the day, was James 5. So let's share a little on James 5. How's that sound? There's always good stuff. Actually, the book of James is pretty neat because it is a short book. It's only 5 chapters. And I really like to, when people who haven't been reading their Bible, I like to steer them right to this verse. Read the book of James, all right? Why? It's the shortest book, and it tells you how a Christian's supposed to live. I mean, listen to some of this stuff. Just some of the titles on it. It talks about trials and temptations, listening and doing, favoritism forbidden. That's an interesting way to describe that. Taming the tongue, faith and deeds. 2 kinds of wisdom. Submit yourselves to God. Boasting about tomorrow. Warning to the rich oppressors. Patience and suffering. The prayer of faith. I mean, that's the book of James right there. So I like to tell people, read the book of James and read it over and over, you know, until you feel, oh, okay, I get it. And then move into the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's. And then on to Acts and Galatians, all the other Ephesians, all the other good stuff. But definitely start with the book of James. So in this case, we're just going right to the last chapter of the book of James, chapter 5. And it's titled, Warning to Rich Oppressors. But there's other segments in here too, but we'll just go through the whole chapter because it's not that long. So he says, Listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of the slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you. So that's his warning to the rich. Then in verse 7, it moves into patience in suffering. So be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. And Jesus, of course, you know, is our judge. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. And as a reminder, you remember Job lost everything. He lost his family, he lost his health. He was just a mess. But then the Lord restored him and actually blessed him double. He got a wife, got children again. He got more livestock that he had. So you've heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about, his blessings. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. That's worth reading again. So James 5, verse 12. Above all, brothers, do not swear. Because you remember, you'd swear by the Lord, right? They'd swear by a higher power than themselves. Not by heaven or by earth or anything else. So God's saying, don't do it. He said, just look. If you say yes, make sure you do it. If you say no, don't do it. Your yes be yes and your no. Or you will be condemned. Because remember, if we swear by it and do the opposite, at that point, we've gone against God, right? I've sworn by God. Verse 13, the power of faith. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. And I like that one right there, because see, right there it talks about they'll make the person well, they'll heal them, and those sins will be forgiven. Jesus tied that together also in the miracle of when the man was lowered in the roof. Do you remember they removed the tiles and they lowered the guy that was paralyzed, lowered him on a mat in front of Jesus. And the Pharisees were there, okay? Pharisees were watching all this. And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And he said, how only God can forgive sins. Who are you? So Jesus said, well, let me just prove to you that who I am, you know, the Son of God. And he said, rise up and take up your mat. So at that point, we see forgiveness of sins and healing also tied together, just like is essentially reiterated here in James, the book of James. So verse 16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Right there, that's sowing and reaping, right? You plant seeds, you sow and reap. So if you need healing, you pray for healing for others and for yourself, of course. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And I like that. I like the verbiage on that. The prayer of a righteous man, not any man, the prayer of a righteous man. And many times through the Bible, we're told we are the righteousness of Christ. So that when we accept Christ Jesus, we are made righteous. Therefore, we're a righteous man. So God hears us. He hears our prayers. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Can you imagine that? Not raining for 3.5 years, but even more to imagine that. Imagine that was all because one man on this earth, you know, who had the strong faith and relationship with God said, nope, no rain. Absolutely amazing. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. That's a short chapter. Short chapter, but yeah. I like James 5 because you can see it does a lot. It talks about patience and suffering. You know, and a lot of times we're suffering either emotionally, physically, or in some fashion, right? But then then it talks about the praying for others. Call upon the elders of the church, meaning those of more mature in faith who have demonstrated a higher level of understanding and faith and trust in Christ. It's good stuff. It's good stuff, isn't it? Really good. So you've seen this prayers of faith. You've seen the prayers of faith. That's why you have a decent week. Finally, right? It's almost over. Only one more day, right?